Good morning, wonderful people. Welcome back to Journeying Through. I am Elizabeth, your host. Today we are gonna be I think I said good morning. Okay, I'm sorry, but in Lagos, Nigeria, where I am, it's actually morning. That's why I said good morning. So I don't know where you might be listening to me from, wherever you are listening to me from. I wish you a good day. I hope that you're having a lovely day as I am today. I really am enjoying my day. But for the rain. But even with the rain, I'm still enjoying my day. Okay, so today's topic is something that's dear to my heart. Like very, very dear to my heart. It's something I've always believed in, you know, and I've always preached. Like I'm a preacher of this topic, you know, and I'll preach it anywhere, anytime, any day. So I'm not getting to talk about that topic today. Like on Journeying Through, I'm so excited. I hope that you are excited to listen to it too. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Journeying Through. It's still Elizabeth here. Okay, so what topic is this that's got me this excited, you know? I'm sure you might be wondering already what topic this is. So I get to unveil. I really cannot even pray to save my life. Okay, so this topic is what? Guard your heart. Like, guard your heart. That's just it. Guard your heart, guard your mind, you know. You know, okay, so we can say, like, there's a scripture that even says that Proverbs 4:23 says, out of the heart comes all issues of life, so guard it diligently, guard it with all your power, guard it with as much power or energy that you have inside of you. And aside from that scripture that said so, I have just always been a firm believer of the heart is the root of all evil. I don't know, this is just me. Like, you know that scripture where Jesus said, for everything you do does not come from the outside inside. No, everything you do comes from the outward, comes from inside, and it goes on to the outside. And that's always been my belief, that for everything that man does on earth, the root cause or the source of every action, gesture, mannerism, character, I believe that it comes from inside or inwards. That is, it comes from the abundance of what that person has on the inside. So this has always kind of helped me to always put or be conscious of the things that goes on inside of me, or the things that I feed my mind with, or the things that I just deliberate upon. Okay. So, because I know myself, you know, there's this saying that says, be true to thyself. So, because I know myself, I'm true to myself. I know that I have a very hyperactive mind. That is, my mind is such that it's, what's this word? My mind is such that it's within the speed of light. It has switched from one thing to another. Like, and it will so totally switch from something unrelated to what it was doing before to another thing. And even me that owns the mind will be wondering, Biko, how did I get here? I thought this was what we were talking about. Oh, I thought this was what I was thinking about some minutes ago. How did I get to this place where I'm here? So this has helped me stay in touch with my mind, stay in tune with my mind, like now stay on top of my mind, like stay on top of the situation. Know that I have the power, I have the ability to control what my mind does, the action, the thoughts of my heart, because those thoughts eventually will bring out actions, you know. So it has made me conscious of my mind and the things that goes on in that mind. Okay, so I've just been going on and on. Let me try and bring it home to us. Okay, so what is this thing I'm talking about now? Let's look for an example. Let me give an analogy. Okay, so my mind is such that we might be in church. I will just be praying. Oh, we're just praying in tongues. And 1 minute, I'm actually praying and focusing on that prayer. Oh, be atarakakaka, Holy Ghost, imikari para ishaterere. You know, and I'm focused. I really am focused on the prayer. Maybe they asked us to just give thanks. I'll just be worshiping. I worship you today. And I'm really focused on that worship. Like, then the next minute, nobody, like, it doesn't have, nothing has to even happen on the outside, though. You know, for some people, something might catch your attention that might cause their mind to, to switch. But for me, nothing has to happen on the outside, because I might even have my eyes closed and I'm so focused, so there's nothing I can see that is happening on the outside that can actually affect me. But suddenly, before I know, I just see my mind switching to my neighbor, how she used my water in the morning, and I'm going to pay her back, and I'm still but I know that my mind has done what it has shifted from the prayer, from the berekete, it has gone towards my neighbor, even while I'm still praying. This is the struggle of someone who has an hyperactive mind, such as mine. You know, so once I now got to understand what the issue was, that is such that my mind is always scattered, going like this, blish, 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 blish. And it's actually a function of the kind of personality that I have, So once I realized this, and I realized that I needed help, you know, I started to read, I read a lot of books about this thing. I started to read books that would help me, you know, control the mind, stay on top of it and all of that. But no matter how much you try to stay on top of it, it still keeps coming. So it's just you that must not get tired of staying on top of situations. Okay, so now, since I know that I have such an hyperactive mind, like even without getting distractions from outside, my own mind itself is enough distraction. You know, that kind of a thing. So since I know that already, I don't now want to add to that hyperactivity of my mind by now feeding it with rubbish from my outside, from the outwards, because even the hyperactivity or the distraction I said my mind itself is, or that my mind itself has enough distraction, comes from things I've seen, heard, listened to, watched, read over time. My mind did not just start running about or going auto scatter. No, those things that my mind started to think about or to run from one thought to another are actually thoughts or things that I allowed into my space. So if I've allowed those things into my space, that's only when my mind can do what can dwell on it, or can now act based on those things, or can even think on those things. And we know that scripture now that says, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are true, if there be any virtue in it, think on these things, dwell on these things. You know, so knowing that, or getting that knowledge, or having that knowledge that even the scatteredness or the hyperactivity of my mind is still based on the things I've allowed into my mind, or the things I've fed my mind with, I now have become so careful about the things I feed my mind on. Like, I've become deliberate about the things I feed my mind on. I've now become deliberate. I had to take extra effort in filtering the things that now come into my mind or into my heart. How? So say we are watching a movie, and then they start to show, I don't know, lewd scenes, where scenes of violence. I know my mind, I know myself. I just do what? If I'm able to fast forward it, I do that. If I'm not able to skip that scene, what I do is just remove that. If I can switch channels, or switch to something else, or even switch off the TV for that moment, I will, because I know my mind, I know myself. Now, let me give a very good example. So there's this season film that Tyler Perry produced recently. Do you know that that film is something else? That film it needs, like, it was introduced to me by somebody. Have you watched this film by Tyler Perry? It's wonderful, blah blah. I talked about black women, blah blah blah, blah, and relationships. I'm the person knew that I loved relationship movies. Like, I cannot watch violence. I can't watch any film where they fight or they shoot guns and all of those things. I don't have energy for it. I just love to love. I love love. So I love to watch love. I love to watch all those things. That's just the kind of person that I am. So I decided to now watch. Well, this person that now introduced me to the film and, you know, also showed me some episodes. Check it out. So I checked it out and I'm like, oh, it's nice. But as I went on further in watching the movie, I saw that there was, like, there are lots of character in that movie. But there's this character, a gay, in that movie. I had continued, like, I saw it. The man did not go down well with that character. I just didn't like the fact that it had become a norm. You know, before, they just started with a little introduction of that homosexuality into movies. But then eventually, it now became the norm. Like, every movie has to have a gay character or an homosexual. I just don't like that thing. I don't know why. It just doesn't go well with me. I mean, it's like a celebration of homosexuality. So, for me, that cannot work. So, I just don't watch movies like that. That's why I had to stop watching. What's this movie? This season movie, too. That was popular, that had Lucius, okay, Empire. I stopped watching it because I started watching it. I really loved the film. I loved the concept. But in the world of this, then they don't show them kissing. I was this rubbish now. Homosexuals, what? I just had to stop watching that movie too. So this movie too, there was this homosexual character. I saw it, but because I loved this movie too, this Tyler Perry movie, I decided to do what? Continue watching the movie. So, but you know, over time, as I kept on watching it, something on inside of me just did not agree with it. It's like, you know, you are not supposed to be watching this thing and you're still watching it. Why? Like, I had even gone an entire season. Then I was on the next season and they were showing the guy, like, in the beginning they were just showing the guy as homosexual and he was just being feminine and all of that. Then in, like, subsequent seasons, they started to show him, like, really in his element. Another guy coming on to Jesus Christ, it was just it was too much for me. I just couldn't stand it. I just couldn't watch it. I deleted my entire I wiped everything. I just couldn't stand it. And had to, like, go on a fast to purge this mind because it had seen and it had ingested rubbish. Now, that is me. For you, you might be able to watch it and not to happen, you're still a Christian. But me, I know myself. I cannot watch things like that. So I now know that if I watch that movie, if I hardened my heart and I kept on with the movie, watching it, nothing might happen at the present. It might be months after, even, or years after, then my mind will start to go wrong, rubbish. I'll start being accepting of things I shouldn't be. Why? Because I already allowed a little thing. What are the things that you have allowed? What are the allowances that you also create in your heart? Should those allowances be there? Check. You need to do it. Mind check. You need to do mind check. I'm going to be rounding up this this episode with the book of Psalms, Psalm 1. So it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. See, this thing cannot be spoken about enough. It cannot be talked about enough. It cannot be overemphasized. It can only be underemphasized. People that are not godly, you take counsel from them. So you can say, but I don't have ungodly friends. All my friends are godly. Okay. For example, now, do you not know that the movies that you watch actually affect your reasoning, affect your your thought pattern and your way of life? So that shows that movie or the screen, like, that movie has become what? It has become your... So unknowingly, maybe unconsciously, whether unconsciously or consciously, you have actually taken counsel from the ungodly. So ungodly movies, if watching them is taking counsel from the ungodly. Ungodly, what's it called? Ungodly books, reading them is taking counsel from the ungodly. And the Bible says, blessed is a man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, that does not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't let be found. You know, even the Bible says that I can't remember that scripture now. Okay, so let me just go on. So don't even move close to or stand where they are, what's it called, where they are, where you can be tempted. Don't even move close to temptation. You see temptation, flee it. Exactly, flee temptation, flee it. The Bible says evil communications corrupt good manners. The Bible knows what it's saying when it was saying these things. Correct, it is correct 100%. So do what? Flee temptation, flee all those things that might eventually now cause issues, that might give a back effect. Is it back effect, or that might give a what's the word, that might give a rebounce or a rebound to your mind? Then it's not start to influence you, to influence your thought pattern, influence your actions, influence the things that you do. You don't want to start something you cannot finish. So it's just best thoughts like that move. Mind, things like that remove from your mind. So this is where I'm going to be stopping for on today's episode. I wish you've been blessed. I've been blessed. So this is a continuous topic. We're going to continue in the next episode. I hope you've been blessed in this episode. I have been blessed. Bye. See you later. Catch you later.